Headline, Duquan transferred crypto from prison after police failed to seize keys, report, published at 2:54 p.m. UTC, October 16, 2024 on protos.com. Duquan has allegedly been able to make several crypto payments from a Montenegro prison after authorities took 72 days to seize his crypto wallet login details and various electronic devices. The disgraced Terra founder was arrested on March 23, 2023, but his electronic devices weren't handed over to the investigating judge until June of that year, according to a report published by Portal ETV. An official from Montenegro's Special Police Department told Portal ETV that laptops, mobile phones, crypto wallet login details, and other codes for accessing the blockchain were all found during a search of prison detainees, including Du. Two sources claim that at least three crypto transactions were made using Du's crypto wallet during his time in custody. They were allegedly made through an account tied to a Podgorica mobile telephony firm. It's worth noting Portal ETV could not confirm these alleged transactions. Sources from Montenegro's National Security Agency, ANB, also claim that the devices were only confiscated from Du after the Minister of Police and Police Directorate requested the removal of everything that should have been confiscated on the first day of arrest. Subheading. Duquan's arrest may have been a planned operation. Before Montenegro, Du flew to Serbia after an international arrest warrant was issued in September 2022. Portal ETV reports that he was eventually forced out of Serbia due to media pressure in late 2022 and early 2023 over the country hiding a crypto fraudster. Du was allegedly driven from Belgrade to Montenegro with Serbia's state security, accompanying him as part of a plan to fly him to a country in the Middle East with lax extradition policies. Sources, however, claim his arrest was planned and that Montenegro's border force was tipped off about Du's forged passports. The article also reports that Du's mobile phone, one of the devices that was actually confiscated by police during his arrest, suddenly turned on when a secret tunnel leading to the High Court evidence room was discovered. Authorities reportedly failed to investigate if it was a coincidence or suspicious event. Du's extradition to either South Korea or the U.S. is still yet to be decided by Montenegro's justice minister. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.